What's on your mind?
Well, my dog's barking, which is annoying me, but otherwise, yeah. I guess I can start. I can't say I've got anything pressing. I continue to try and kind of adopt the framework, and set up, the kind of recurring appointments. I'm not to a point where I'd like to be in terms of agendas and that type of thing, and having it super organized. But that's tough to do without the right kind of support. We don't have kind of a coherent thing kind of with my support being in DC and change of assistant there and stuff. So we're trying to work on that, but Morgan Stanley doesn't make it very easy.
Yeah. You kind of have to have your own, right?
Yeah. And we could, the Morgan's, I don't want to get into just complaining about kind of Morgan Stanley thing, but it's not something, they're working on it, right? They're trying to figure stuff out, but it's not an easy situation where, because I sit in one office, having kind of all support staff be in another office creates kind of issues. And they claim there's some regulatory stuff behind there, but I mean, it's all technically possible, right? But it's just like one of these where we've run into some barriers. I'm just trying to really figure it out. So we're spinning our wheels a little bit on that.
Okay. Stefan, what about you?
I am officially back out as much as I can, trying to get in front of as many people as I can. I feel like, South Carolina's been open for a while and getting into a good rhythm, good routine. So I think I'm trending the right way from the implementation of the, kind of set schedule. I'm still a big believer and I'm on board. I'm just probably not close to the 75% goal or 80% goal I would like to have been to by now. I'm kind of slammed with a lot of good stuff. I think I maybe mentioned to you, I'm trying to help another advisor retire. So I've been really right. Busy meeting a whole new set of clients to try and maintain for our team. So, I'm just kind of spread a little thin right now, but everything, it's all good stuff.
Okay. Your homework, as I wrote down, was have Stefan get down to 75 clients and build plan to double the business.
Well, I think on the double the business standpoint, I know Stefan's really being proactive out there. I mean, the pandemic probably benefited me, but I think I know he's really out there a lot. So I don't think I'm going to be leading anything looking forward over the next 12 months.
I don't know. You brought in some serious money. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to wrap that up, Rob, the goals, and I definitely want you to keep me to that, to keep checking on that progress. I've not yet had time to create a plan, on how to double from here, if that's what that note was referencing. But I am trying to work on how to get down closer to that 75 number. So I wish I had more to report this call, but still work in progress.
So are you guys back in the office, quote?
We are, yep.
Okay. Okay, I mean, so I've got, yeah. Today I've got an idea for you. I mean, Tyler, do you have anything that you want to share before we go off in my tangent here?
No, as I think you know, we had our first child 6 weeks ago, and so I feel like to some degree got out of a rhythm and just trying to figure out.
You got into your own rhythm.
Got into a different rhythm, and life just, I'm certainly got a new appreciation for all the other parents. Right. just a second ago, we had to take the dog to the vets for an emergency thing, and like, it just, life is a lot more complicated. So trying to figure out, how to do that. But also kind of, you know, it's funny how timing stuff works, you know, in those really 3 or 4 weeks that I'd taken a step back to just kind of look after the son. I got a bunch of people reaching out looking to do business. And it's funny how the timing of that. So trying to now circle back to a lot of those folks, kind of flesh out what that looks like and what their needs are. And if that fits in. So.
Well, congratulations on being a dad. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
It's a great club, but a busy club. And you're, like you said, you want to get back to your routine. No, your routine is never going to be the same. but it's a great routine. You just have to make time. Okay, so let me share with you, you know, out of my frustration for, you know, presenting ideas and frankly, you know, not getting the adoption rate that you'd like, right? It's like if you presented alternative investments and you knew they were going to crush it and nobody bought it, you'd be like, what did I do wrong here, right? It's something's wrong. Okay, so being a, you know, what I did was go back and look at what works and why people adopt certain things and don't adopt other things. All right. So the theme of this week is how to set you up to increase your probabilities of getting introductions without you asking. This is right in Charles's wheelhouse. Okay. It's really in all of our wheelhouses because we're all busy, right? And we'd like to ask for introductions. But we have call reluctance, we have timing issues, we're just busy and we don't think of it and the client doesn't think of it. So that introduction that the client has for us just sort of sits in their head and they never, you know, maybe they remember it and tell you, hey, I've got a guy, I'm going to have him call you, right? And you never hear from him. Or they give you a number and say, call this guy, and you call him and he never returns your call. And it's like, God, you know, it's just not the way it's supposed to work. So how do we go from a really undisciplined process to something that will be much more ritualized, where we consistently improve the client opportunity to give us introductions and do it effectively? So here's what this is another reason, guys, to use the folders. Okay. This will just reinforce the folder thing and the agendas and the executive summary. So here's the situation. So Charles, you give me an introduction to Tyler and you give it on, you give me it today and I open the account today. So 2021, I get the introduction and I open it today. All right. So in the folder, there's a section called Introductions Given and Received. So I put down there for Charles the date that I got the introduction and the date that we opened the account. In this case, it's the same date. And I put next to it, introduced by Tyler. All right. Now, I give that date then with that name to my assistant, my CSA, CA, and they then put it in the Outlook calendar for 2021 recurring annual. So when they look at the calendar of appointments that are coming up for that month, next year, they see 2021, Charles and Tyler. And they then put in the agenda for that month, thank Charles and thank Tyler. Okay? So for in Tyler's folder, if he's a client, we put it into the folder. And for Charles, we put it in the folder. And you don't have to do anything. Your assistant does the whole thing. Therefore, it'll get done. So the first time you recognize that there's an opportunity is when you open the folder that night before or that day and you look there and the second item on there, first item is what's on your mind. The second item is thank Charles for doing business with us 2021. All right. And the same thing for Tyler that month. So you don't have to make an extra phone call. See, what I'm doing is trying to make it so that you guys don't really have to do anything, which raises your probability of actually something happening. Anytime you're involved, we dramatically reduce the probabilities of it happening. It's just human nature, okay? And you know that. I know that. So here it is on that day, and I call Charles and I say, Charles, it's the 1 year anniversary of when you opened your account, and I just want to call and thank you and appreciate the fact that you're doing business with us and the trust you put in our team. So thank you. Now Charles is going to really appreciate that, right? We remember birthdays and anniversaries and things. That's a nice thing. Then I call Tyler and I say, Tyler, it's the 1 year anniversary of when you referred me to Charles and confidentiality precludes me from saying too much. I just want to tell you, Charles is a great guy. It's a great fit for our team and we really appreciate doing business with him. So thank you. Now, what is the reaction of those two guys to that?
Well, I think they'll be pleased with the call, and I think it just reinforces the, you know, the incentive for them to consider introducing others by that, sounds like to me.
Right. Particularly the person that introduced me.
Yeah.
Right? The psychology of it is as follows. We as human beings are pleasure seekers. We avoid conflict. We want pleasure. So first of all, it makes you nervous to introduce somebody to somebody. You just hope it goes well. It went well. Therefore, we reduce the risk to him that the next introduction will go poorly, right? We had a good meal at the restaurant. We'll refer him now to the restaurant. So it was a good experience. So the probabilities now go from zero, probably, because he wouldn't think about it, to maybe 20% of the time, Tyler might go, super, I've got another guy for you. Okay? So in life, in money management, all we're doing is increasing our probabilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way that we manage money. We increase our probabilities. That's all. We can't predict, we can't guarantee anything. All we can do is predict outcomes and increase our probabilities by being smart and making good stock selections and just trying to do the things that make sense.
And I actually would take it a step further, I think. I'm just thinking out loud here that I might go back and look at the referrals I've gotten even over the last couple of years and just make sure that's noted in the calendar.
Right. You can go back and literally look at every important account, put down the date they opened the account, put the person that referred you, and put it into those agendas for that month that it occurred. So you don't have to do this all at once, and you don't have to do it the day you think of it. You wait until it's the eighth month, and on that day, that month, you call them and say, you know what? On the 24th of this month is the fifth anniversary of doing business with us. I just want to thank you. It'd be like shock. And you call Tyler and say, you may have forgotten this, but 5 years ago you introduced me to Charles and I just want to call you and thank you. That's been a great relationship for us and I really appreciate the introduction. And he hasn't given us one since. Because we never thanked him, other than the first time. And now he goes, you know what? You guys are good guys. I'm going to give you another one. And just think, if you did that, I know that sounds crazy, but it takes 2 minutes. And how many times can you thank somebody for doing something nice?
As many as you want.
And then how much does it cost you?
Zero.
And how much work is this for you?
I like this idea. I'm kind of surprised I haven't necessarily thought about it myself.
You know, most really good ideas that are out there, it's be like, damn, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
It was so simple, right? Supernova is that. It's the obvious taken and ritualized. It's like, of course you should call your clients every month. Of course you should have an agenda.
Right.
Of course you should have an executive summary. Of course you should do financial planning. Of course, but it's hard work. But if you're going to go to the trouble of doing the agenda, doing the call, doing the executive summary, you might as well leverage it. Right? Leverage it. Get credit for it by thanking them. At least once a year for doing business with you, which raises your probability of getting another introduction and you never have to ask for the business.
Yeah, I definitely will adopt that. I think that's a good one. So
it'll help you to rationalize the agenda and the executive summary. Okay, because it's hard. Look, it's easy to do nothing, right? First of all, it's hard to call the client. It's all hard. You don't want to do it. But we're now turning this into a marketing initiative. We always knew that Supernova gives you a leg up. But now it's giving you a marketing leg up. And you don't have to do it. You just set it up. You just work with your assistant, set it up, teach it, and then it shows up every month on the Outlook calendar. Outlook calendar to the agenda. Outlook calendar to the agenda. No fuss, no muss. You don't have to make an extra call. No, don't make an extra call. It's the same call that you do on your 1242. It's just an agenda item. Okay, somebody said, well, I'll send them a gift. I said, no, don't send them a gift. Okay, that'll just confuse them. Just thank them. Why am I getting this gift? What did I do? I didn't, thank them. They understand thank you. Okay? Put your, all the energy you put into giving the gift, put it into the call. Simple, simple, smart. Okay? Now there's other things we can do, which I will talk about next month, but I want you to do this, and you're not going to get the next idea until you do this one.
That's fair enough. I received a referral from a client who I've been doing Supernova with. They came in right around when we started. They've given me a couple of referrals. One I'm kind of in process with, but the other one we just agreed to open up the accounts today. So
awesome.
I put that one in the calendar. I'm gonna go back and look because all others from last couple of years I can put in too. So
yeah, and you know what? This is one of those things where like, yeah, I didn't do any marketing because I had a baby. I didn't do any marketing because I, went to Europe for 2 weeks. So I didn't do marketing because of this. No, none of those count. Okay. This is stuff you do no matter what, because you're always going to do your 12-4-2s. So you're always marketing. Good, huh? Yeah. It's good. I like it. It just frustrates me, you know? You can imagine being a coach and having good ideas and nobody using them. It's like, God, what's wrong with this?
Well, I think I definitely have benefited from adopting like the framework, right? Sure, I guess we could say, hey, am I using every single piece of it? No, not yet. I'm not where I want to be from a, just setup standpoint, but it's definitely helped me on a number of fronts. I can say that.
Yeah. What I hear, Charles, is people go, Rob, the Supernova gets me. I go deeper with each client.
Yeah.
I'm getting more assets from them. They're referring me to nephews and parents and other people because they know I care and they know me.
Yeah, I think I've seen all of that. I've also even seen instances where, maybe there's something that needed to be clarified with a client, and if you're not talking to them regularly, then you wait too long and maybe they become disappointed.
Right. And you had nothing to do with the disappointment. It was false, but it was just this open, in the absence of information, the mind goes crazy, right? And just, it's like not calling them back when a problem is solved. That's why we like the, 1 hour response, 24 hour resolution. If it's going to take longer, we're going to tell you, and then we're going to tell you when it's resolved, because we don't want that anxiety in the mind of the client. Okay. So that's enough for today. That's your assignment. Have fun. Make it work and tell me some great stories.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See ya.